Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm night across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, perfect for an evening stroll. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures, ideal for some late-night activities. Haifa, too, remains pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, according to a report from Israel Hayom, 4 hours ago, as Hamas strengthens, the U.S. is expected to close its headquarters in Kiryat Gat. Also, Israel Hayom reports that 34 minutes ago, Trump informed Congress that the fighting has ended, with Iran, despite the ongoing American military presence. Also this hour, Ynet reports that earlier today, IDF chief ordered strikes on Hezbollah's drone supply chain deep inside Lebanon. Separately, the Jerusalem Post noted 3 hours ago that the Israeli Air Force dropped 135,000 bombs in recent wars and warns of a possible Syrian military rebuild. And finally, JTA reported 44 minutes ago that a British Green Party candidate posted about killing Zionists, with tensions rising over anti-Semitism within the party. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein, a political commentator, questioned the inclusion of Odeh as a speaker at a peace summit, posting just minutes ago. Joe Truesman, an analyst, posted earlier today, identifying suspects involved in crimes from the October 7 Hamas-led attack. Hiba Nasr shared a retweet earlier, highlighting Trump's message to Congress that the conflict with Iran is over, with no hostilities since April 7, 2026. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. headquarters closure in Kiryat Gat, reports from Israel Hayom suggest this move follows increased tension with Hamas. The U.S. established this multinational base after the hostage deal and ceasefire in Gaza. This closure could signal a shift in U.S. engagement in the region. Turning to Trump's communication with Congress, Israel Hayom highlighted a letter indicating the end of fighting with Iran, even as American forces remain active. This development may impact future U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Ynet reports that the IDF's recent directive targets Hezbollah's drone capabilities in Lebanon. Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir's order aims to disrupt supply chains beyond southern Lebanon. This strike comes amid ongoing regional tensions with Hezbollah. The Jerusalem Post's report on the Israeli Air Force reveals a significant use of firepower in recent conflicts. The warning about Syria's military rebuild points to potential future challenges. Civilians in the region may face heightened security concerns. Lastly, JTA's coverage of the British Green Party highlights growing scrutiny over anti-Semitism. The controversy stems from a candidate's offensive online posts. This situation underscores the ongoing political tensions surrounding Zionism and anti-Semitism. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reported 50 hours ago that Gad Company announced a price hike following Tinuva's increase. Consumers should prepare for changes in their grocery bills soon. Separately, Globes revealed that Elon Musk will visit Israel next month. He will participate in the Smart Mobility Summit 2026, bringing global attention to Israel's innovation sector. And finally, CTEC reported that Carbyne founders received $60 million in bonuses from the Axon sale, amid a lawsuit over alleged conflicts of interest. This highlights ongoing challenges in high-stakes M&A deals. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.